Welcome to the Runners Roundtable Podcast. Season 4 is conversations with runners, and each episode features a conversation with an inspiring female runner who is making the running community better in her own way. In this episode, I'm talking to Kimberly Hall about courage, inspiration, celebration, and her greeting card company, Soul Inspired. Enjoy this episode and thanks for listening.
Okay.
Welcome everyone to another episode of Runners Roundtable. We're in season 4. I am speaking to inspiring female runners who are changing the running community for the better in their own unique way. And today I'm joined by Kimberly Hall, who I just feel so serendipitous about you because I'm always looking for ways to make the run coaching athlete experience special. And I don't even know how I came across your Etsy shop, but I came across your Etsy shop because it has, and I have some of them here. And you know, I think I bought almost everything that said that was runner related. And I'm like, let me just get it. Or you had, maybe it was like a 10, like a bundle pack. I don't know. But I bought a bunch of them because I love celebrating people. I do an awful job at celebrating myself. I don't like, even with the podcast and whatnot, I'm like, I don't like drawing attention to myself. And yet I do. But I love celebrating my athletes and I love reminding them to celebrate everything that they're doing, whether it's crossing a finish line or whether it's being consistent or whether it's, you know, being brave enough to go outside for your very first run or being brave enough to sign up for your very first 5K race. Like all those things should be celebrated because not everyone's doing it. Newsflash, not everyone's doing the movement thing, the racing thing. So it was pretty cool because I bought the cards and then I think you started following me on Instagram and I was like, wait a minute, that looks familiar. That name looks familiar. And then I went to your page and I was like, no freaking way. Like I was so excited.
Yes.
It didn't occur to me to like, see if you were on Instagram before. But for me, it was just this full circle moment of here's someone that I supported, you know, and I don't like to push products on people unless I use my cash on it. Like I'm not going to tell you go buy from this person unless I will actually spend it. So I'm just here with my cards. Again, if you watch this on YouTube, you'll see me showing up. But I was so elated when I saw your name pop up in Instagram. Cause I'm like, wait, it's a person. It's not just a business. So I want to say thank you for that and just share that story because your cards really do bring me so much joy and reading the story behind how you got to where you are was so beautiful. And I'm not going to ask you to share anything you don't feel comfortable sharing, but let's just start off with, can you introduce yourself to us? Tell us a little bit about Soul Inspired and a little bit about your running story up until now.
Yes. Oh my gosh. First of all, when you replied back to me on Instagram that you bought Soul Inspired cards, you made my entire day because I love to see like when coaches and runners celebrate other runners because that's what it's about, right? Big or small. So that just made my day. So I want to first say thank you. So that was just super exciting. So I am Kimberly Hall and I am a runner. And I want to thank you for your comment to me, which was, I said, my run story is a little different because I've not run long distance in 3 years. And I've had some a world of emotions about that. So I started running, I started running like 2008 and started doing like races and things like that. And when you talk about, you know, my why, I had a lot of disappointments earlier in my life. I lost my husband, who was a Navy pilot in 2001. I didn't think I would, ever be happy and love again. And I just went through just a whole realm of emotions. And when I found running, it was like my moving therapy. It was like my place of, I could spend time running alone, or I could run in a group. And it was just like being on the pavement, time in nature, really thinking about things. And it was just like really running, like set my soul like at a place where I was like, this is something new. I didn't know my body could do this. I love the way that I felt when I would just think about things. I would get my best ideas running. So it was just like this wonderful thing. And so it picked up and I started meeting people in the community. And the next thing you know, I was like starting to do races. And I'm like, wait, what? Like, this is the girl who was never a runner, never athletic, never did anything like that. And I said to myself, my husband's up in heaven is like, she's doing what? I would get on the treadmill and run a mile or two or something like that. But, and I've always worked out, like whether it was at the YMCA or different places like that, did cardio classes, but I just never really was in my mind what I thought was a runner. And so I started doing these races, started seeing what my body could do. And I started having this confidence about myself that was like, I could do anything. I mean, after I would finish, I remember when I did my first half marathon and I was just like blown away. I was just like, I just completed 13.1 miles. And I said, I could do anything. So then I started like challenging myself to get better times. And I had this goal. I was like, I think I can do 50 half and full marathons by the time I'm 50. Well, I did that. I finished my 50th half marathon in Paris, and that was 5 years ago. And I was like super excited, right? And so it was just like everything was just feeling great. And what happened was in 2016, so let's talk about loss. I lost both my parents in 2016. So it was then one of those moments again where like the wind was knocked out of me. But this time I was not as devastated, meaning I was so broken that I couldn't move. Like this time I used some of the things that my therapist said about writing and journaling and just channeling different energies to just not give up, right? And so I leaned on running again and just got back on the pavement. And so that's when the two worlds collided, because I'm like, okay, I've had a lot of loss in my life and I'm in corporate America. I was doing really well, but there were all these other things that I wanted to do in life. And I was always fearful. I was always nervous that, you're conservative. You don't take risk like that. You just can't make the leap. And I had been making by hand running cards for friends. And I said, there's nothing in the store that really celebrates runners or people who like to move. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to take a leap of faith and I'm going to start this business. And but really, that leap of faith was really to start the business and still be working. And so I was, but then I just took it one step further and was like, you know what? I'm leaving corporate America. I'm gonna do some different things in my life, because I felt like tomorrow's not promised. I have been reminded over and over again. I was in a great position where my one and only son is now in vet school, and he had like only a couple years left. So I was like, mom, not that your job is done, but he's gotten far enough that he can take care of himself. And so I said, I'm going to do this. And so I started Soul Inspire, and it was really to remind people to never give up, like to get up and keep going. So like when you're out doing a race and you're in those final miles of the race, and like it's like all mental at that point, because your body is like, you're tired, you want to stop. but you will yourself to the finish. And I think about how we celebrate our runners and celebrate others to say, you know, people say it all the time, but life in general is truly like a marathon, right? It's not a sprint. And so my cards try to give courage and praise. And even sometimes it's a little nudge and a note to say, you know, you got this, like, keep going. And so that's how Soul Inspired was born. So what I will say is, I struggled because 3 years ago, I had to have knee surgery. I had a torn medial meniscus, and where it was located, the blood flow wasn't getting back there. So even if I just kept kind of doing what I was doing, it was never going to heal. So I made the decision to have the surgery, and, you know, I knew that I did have some arthritis. And so it was just like one of those things where I decided, you know, my doctor said, you know, you can run again, but just be aware that you're going to eventually need a knee replacement. And so that just kind of hit me because of something that I loved, I felt like was being taken away from me. That's how I looked at it at first. And so when I started back running and I felt like some pain, it was like fear all over again. Like, oh my gosh, like, can I really do this? But then I realized that I could still run. I decided not to do long distances. So I'm only doing like 5Ks. I do a few miles here and there. And I found other ways to move that still brings me joy. And I think as a runner, I had to channel into remembering what my cards, you know, say to other runners. And I'm like, you can't sit up here and sulk because you can't run a marathon. You know, I won't say can't, but I chose not to run a marathon, or I chose not to put my body through that. And, you know, I'm getting to the age where I didn't want to value my worth based on my running. I wanted it to be what it was for me in the beginning, which was, my form of movement and my place where I enjoyed nature and being out, hearing the birds chirp, my feet hit the pavement, just all of those things. And so now I'm running fewer miles, but you said to me, you're still a runner. And that hit me real hard because I said, you know what? I really am still a runner. Just because I'm not running at the level that I used to, I am still a runner. And that was like so real for me to hear. And I appreciate you saying that to me because parts of me felt like, you know, I'm not the runner I used to be, right? I'm not that person who used to like sign up for all the races and be out there, you know, with all her friends at the start line. Now I'm the person that's the bystander, that's on the side, that's cheering, that has the signs, that will run her, you know, some of the smaller races, but I missed the long distance. So I'm sorry, I probably chatted too long, but that's...
No, you're bringing me so much joy right now. And it's partly because I feel so much of what you say, because who told us running had to be any way at all? Like, who said running had to be doing marathons? Who said running had to be participating in races? Like, no one said that. And again, I hear what you're saying, because it's, for me, when I started running, I was just so in awe. The same thing. I'm like, I'm not athletic. I don't know. Like, listen, I don't know how my body does what it does. But that's what propelled me to try different distances, because I was just curious. And yes, at some point, very similar, it started being about times. And something that was, and I say this all the time, and I don't mean to devalue time goals or any of that, y'all. I do not. But for me, that stopped being helpful because it was something that was outside of me, right? Whereas what gets me to show up every day for my runs. I ran this morning, and let me tell you, I did not want to run. I woke up and I was like, I'd rather sleep. But then I tell myself, you're going to feel really good when you finish, right? Like, you're going to feel accomplished. You're going to feel like in my case, my daughters are younger than your son. So for me, it's like if I can get my run in the morning, then I'm like one step ahead of those kids. And if I can be one step ahead of my kids, then I can definitely make it through the day. But
Yeah.
I hear so much of what you're saying because I feel like we don't really talk about how hard it is to accept and love each version of ourselves as runners, as life and seasons come to pass, right?
Right.
And that's kind of what I hear in your story of here are all these different versions of Kimberly, and there is this pattern, overall, this pattern because of losses, because of the leaps of faith that you've taken in on, like you've taken on yourself, you have a pattern of redefining yourself. And
Yes.
doing that quite frequently. And I think every time you come to that redefining, it is hard to let go of that previous version of yourself to allow for who you are now, which I think is so interesting because, again, like I'm just going to kind of pull out your cards. I feel like we're in court right now. I'm going to kind of pull out your cards here because it's like your cards are... Yes, you have 13.1, 26.2. Like you do have those cards. But if we look at your cards, and I'm like going to show you this one here, right? Your race, your pace, enjoy the journey 1 mile at a time. Pain is temporary, pride is forever. Never give up, be strong. It's got nothing to do with distance and nothing to do with times. Okay.
Exactly.
This one right here, run with heart. Again, like nothing to do with distance. Nothing to do with pace. Run with heart. You can do this on any run, right? Like it doesn't have to be related to your race. It doesn't, it can be what you're doing on Wednesday morning before you go to work. Like that's what this is. There's this one. Okay, y'all, seriously, if you can watch this, you can watch it and you can see how great her cards are. She believed she could, so she put her running shoes on and made it happen. Again, like no distance, no pace, like nothing, okay? Last one that I'm going to kind of show off right now is we will run and not grow weary. You're doing it, right? Like you're helping all of us see that running is the experience, whether you're doing it quote unquote fast or slow, whether you're doing it in a race, whether you're doing it across 13.1 miles, 26.2 miles, whatever it is. It's the experience of the heart, right? Like the experience of the heart and of showing up for yourself. So I just find it so, so fascinating that we get caught up in the story. And I'm going to put it that way. We get caught up in the story that there's only one way to be a quote unquote real runner. When it's like, no, running is what you make of it. Whether you're doing 5Ks, which I think are friggin' fabulous, whether you're there supporting other people, like, and that's why I was like, no, I still want to talk to you because being a runner is more than the mileage that you're running, right? Being a runner is the choice you make each day or every other day or however you're choosing to, you know, to have running in your life. But it's making that choice to continue to do this thing. It's making that choice to be a part of the community that helps you feel like a runner. So again, for me, I'm listening to you and I'm like, oh, I feel it all. I feel it all because this is something we all need to work on.
Right.
Expanding what we think of as a runner and expanding our view of running so that it does include different experiences and so that we're not setting these, I call them gatekeepers, right? Like these gatekeeping moments of like, oh, no, you cannot join us because you don't do this. And it's like, but who says? Right? Like, who says? Who says? This card, it's, I'm sorry, you didn't send instructions. You only give to a person who runs a marathon. You did it.
So the group that I am affiliated with in Charlotte is called Ebony Eagles. And our group actually has runners and walkers. So we have different paces. We have different, I won't call them distances, but we have ladies that gather on Saturday morning for a run or a walk. And most of the walkers, oh my gosh, when I tell you the time that is had, it's really about the community, right? So these walkers, there is one lady that is actually in this walker walking group that used to run, I mean, she's run 50 full marathons, okay? And she's transitioned over to the walking group and absolutely loves it because she's still moving. It's the sisterhood, it's the camaraderie, it's, you know, just all the same feelings that you have. So it's still moving. And so my cards have actually, like when I first started, you saw a lot of running cards. And so I started to think about just movement in general. I thought about people who love to walk, people who love to swim, people who love skating. I started thinking about just the whole process of movement. And I was like, I want to acknowledge and really just say, hey, just keep going, like never give up. And we're there for you. And you know, we talked about the your race at your pace. I have this one that has like a turtle, and is the turtle is sitting in the middle. And it's just like one of those things that says that, you know, we're all going the same distance, right? It may just be at varied levels. And so that's what I want my cards to just really encourage and inspire and just remind people, you know, to just keep going, because sometimes we need that little reminder.
Yeah, I mean, it's so interesting because I feel like our, at least journeys, right? I think all of us go through a similar path, or I'll say most of us will go through a similar path, particularly people who come to running in adulthood, where they come into it. I feel like it was just total happenstance for me, where I'm like, this is something to try. Like I've shared this story before. I started running when my daughters were 2.5 years old and 6 months old, because I could put them in a stroller and I could just go out with them, right? Like that was something that in my postpartum experience, I didn't need anyone to worry about. Like I didn't have to coordinate watching my children. I didn't have to figure out if a class fit into the schedule. Like I just put them in a stroller and we would go out.
Right.
And with all that, it really started as a, this is pretty cool. I can't believe I'm able to do this. Like me, this person, kind of going back to what you said and what I shared as well, where it's like, I never considered myself athletic. I didn't think like, I mean, I would run on a treadmill in the gym because cardio. And I was like, I can do that. And in that beginning, you don't know what you don't know. So I didn't even know. I knew what marathons were because we lived in Boston and we saw the Boston Marathon each year. But other than that, I had no clue. Like I truly had no clue what races were. I had no clue that there were, like, I just didn't know. And I signed up for a 5K because it was walking distance from my house. Again, like I'm very practical and I'm incredibly lazy. So if it's close to me, I want to do it. If not, then, you know, someone else can kind of drive me there. But I signed up for a 5K because it was close to my house. I printed out a couch to 5K program. Again, I was running at all hours of the day because it's just when my kids were awake and they were calm and I can put them in a stroller and I could go. And did that, fell in love with it. I joined similar to you, right? Like I found a community, I found a group. And it was through that group that I was like, oh, there's this thing called a half marathon. Let me train for the half marathon. Had no clue what I was doing. And I told this story too, where it's before I even crossed the finish line of one half marathon, I had signed up for three. And it was because of the community. I just loved the community. I loved my Saturday mornings with this community of runners.
Right.
And all that was beautiful until I got more into it. And part of it is social media and, you know, having access to what other people are doing. And I was like, oh, I need to get faster. Like, that's the goal. You've got your, with the 5Ks, right? We hear like, oh, you're sub 30 and then sub 25 and all these things. And all of a sudden I'm like, I guess those are goals that I should be chasing. Like, how I progress. And again, where my journey has taken me is that there was this focus on times, and focusing on time, that's just not how I got started in the sport. So it really distracted me from the not enjoyment, but just the wonder. Like I was just so in awe. And I've been getting back to that of, wow, can I just be in awe of what my body
Right.
could do? Like it
Right.
doesn't matter how fast I do it. And I think it's just something I saw on your website where it's like, we're not guaranteed anything. And if we're not guaranteed anything, and that's the question I'm asking myself now a lot, where it's like, if I'm not guaranteed a finish line, or if I'm not guaranteed making it to the start line, where can I put in more moments of celebrating myself? Where can I put in mo more moments of just savoring the ability to do that? And I find that one, your cards do that. I think they're such beautiful reminders to just be where we're at. But it's also, I sometimes feel like I'm being maybe a little bit like going against the grain, where I'm like, can we just chill? Like, can we just like stop and enjoy? And I'm curious, what has been the response to your cards, and what has been the feedback you've gotten from your cards?
So like you, I get excited. There are a lot of coaches who love to buy my cards for their athletes, right? There are a lot of family members who buy them for their loved ones. And those are the most sentimental ones because someone who's not in a community and they see the effort that their loved one is putting in to go to bed early on a Friday night so they can get up early on a Saturday, or how, they've really started watching with what they're eating on, before the race or race day. And so they really are like in awe of like their loved one, right? And so they, when I look at my customer reviews on Amazon and on Etsy, when I tell you sometimes like my heart just like wants to like burst open because they talk about how the person receiving the card is so excited and how that gives them, just a little bit of encouragement because they may be nervous, right? So some of these cards you may give to a person who's early in their journey and they're trying to figure out, how am I going to do at this? Or, am I going to keep doing this? Or, I'm starting to get sore. I'm starting to feel like, can my body withstand this? And we know that we go through those periods where when our body is doing something new, we have to get used to these different stages. And it's not saying that you're doing things to hurt your body. It's just that when you've not worked muscles, you've not worked in so long, they're gonna be sore. So you're given that encouragement. So I find that people, there's a two-way street. The person who's giving the card is just as excited as the person who's receiving it because they're showing the person that I thought enough of you to really show you that I believe in you, that I am encouraging you. So they have this sense of this person is now going to know how I feel. Sometimes they can't say it in words, but sometimes a card can do that. And then the person on the other side, it's just like a physical reminder. And don't get me wrong, I love social media. But sometimes having a card that you can put on your desk or, have with you in your purse as a reminder or, on your nightstand or wherever you have it, it's like a physical reminder that you could pull, not going through your feed or through your text and, scrolling down, what does Stephanie say? Oh, yeah, she told me, remember, run with your heart, so it's just another piece of encouragement that's on paper. So that's why I call it courage in a card or praise on paper. And some people love that, and some people feel that they're grateful because Stephanie took the time to pick out a card like this. And oh my gosh, where does Stephanie find something like this? Because I've not seen anything in a store like this. So
I listen again. I don't even know. I truly don't know, because I like to, I mean, for people who are listening to this, I guess you'll kind of get an insight to who I am as a coach, right? So I usually like to, when I've always tried to figure out how do I make someone's experience of working with me special as a run coach. And it's always like, okay, but I have to have layers, right? Like it's, I want people not to just, I don't know, you know, it goes back to, there's something so special about mailing something to someone. Like for me, it's just that, like it's knowing that, hey, I put in a little more effort to send you a card in the mail. But for me, it's always like, okay, so where, you know, when someone first signs up, what is it like? How do I want to welcome them to working with me? If we've been working together for 3 months, like, what do I want to, like, how can I send them something special to just acknowledge that, hey, it's been 3 months, or hey, you did your race. If it's been 6 months and you just went after like your holy grail goal or whatever, then like, what is it that I'm giving you there? So I think it's, for me, it's always that, where how else can I show you how special I think you are? And in me showing you how special I think you are, hopefully that reminds you to remember how special you are, right?
Yes.
So that's part of like with your cards. Again, I don't even know. I know I was just going down a rabbit hole of like for myself trying to figure out like, okay, so what are the tiers essentially for me? Like, what are the tiers of gifts that I want to get people? And like, and I'm like, a card is always so great. Like a card and stickers, right? Like a card with some running related sticker, or even non-running related of like, you got this or whatever the case is.
Right.
So that's how I found it. Cause I'm like, wait, I want to get running specific cards, not just like awesome job. No. I want something that shows running things, that when you see this, and here's another one, right? Like when you see this, you've got the watch, never give up, and a bracelet that says you got this. Like these are things that you look at this and you're like, yes, that is for a runner. Right. And yeah, I mean, I can probably just gush about your cards for like forever now. But
The crazy thing is that last card, I was one day, I stopped a run and I looked down at my watch and I had on my little bracelet and I was like, oh my God, this is a card idea. So that's what it is. It's like the compression socks, the shoes, because you know, when you stop and you look down,
yes.
And I said, it's just a sense of accomplishment, right? That, wow, I did, you know, I like did something today. And I got that idea and I was like, I think other people might like that feeling too, or, you know, to get that says, hey, keep going, never give up. So I love celebrating, as you said, small wins, big wins, whatever they are. They're just like little nuggets to say, hey, you know, thinking of you.
Absolutely. So what, do you remember what your first design was?
So it's interesting. My first design was a 5K card. It was for a friend finishing her 5K. And so I was like, okay, I got to do, you know, this 5K card. And so what I did was I said, you know, when you think about a 5K, I put like the number of steps, not only the miles, but I said, there's more to it. Like if you think about how many steps you're taking, and I thought about, you know, just that you did it, congratulations. It was really the 5K card. Then I think what I did after that was Run With Heart was one of my first few cards as well. And that's why the card is bigger. So the Run With Heart, I started with 5x7 cards.
Okay.
And so I kind of learned along the way that, you know, people kind of, some people like smaller cards. I found that people like more illustrations than photography, because I started with photography. And so the Run With Heart was one of those ones where I was just like, you know, sometimes when your legs get tired, you know, you really have to run with heart. And so I just started thinking about the things that people would say to me, or the things I would say to other people that I felt were encouraging. And those were like my really first ones, the 5K, the Run With Heart. And then there are a couple more, but like, as time went on, I just started like, talking to more friends and I started like listening to the things like they really, you know, like needed, like, you know, thank you. I needed that, you know, and I was like, okay, I need to put that in a cart, you know, just those type things. So, yeah.
So what is the, I know absolutely nothing about making cards. I know absolutely nothing about what this kind of business is like for you. So did you have any mentors or anyone to kind of help you figure this out? Or was it really just you saying, I'm going to do this and I'll figure it out along the way?
No. So the interesting thing was, I really wasn't sure if cards was going to be the thing. I hired I don't know if I would call her a life coach slash business coach, because I was in this part of my life where I was like, what's next for me? Like, I'm good at my job, but I really want to do something that's more creative, kind of outside of my job. And so Melissa Nixon is who I hire. And oh my God, I still keep in contact with her. I love her so much. She wrote this book that's called The Courageous Life. And I read the book and ran into her in Michael's, and it just really just blew up from there. I was like, she's the person I want to work with. And so we started meeting and started talking about the things that really like set my soul on fire. Like the things, like if money was not an issue, what would you do? Like, she asked me some very general questions that really got me to start like thinking, like, because in my head, I'm like, oh, I have to make money. I have to do X, Y, Z. You know, like I was not thinking about what truly inspired me. And so I went through the process with her, and she really just like, really got me to put fear behind me, meaning I when people say, you're fearless, really, I like to say I fear less.
Yeah.
You know, if that makes any sense.
Yes. Because
I went into the thing totally scared. And there's still some days I'm like, well, you know, like, oh my God, like, you know, I really am doing something that's totally different wheelhouse than what I've done for many, many years. And so I worked with her, and she really was like that beginning stage that really just kind of propelled me to say, you know what, leave fear behind and kind of move forward on the things that inspire you. So I started doing that. And so, you know, the cards just kind of, you know, I started getting into retailers, started going online, and really the enjoyment part of me is really people saying how much they love the cards or how much the recipient is like, I really feel like I'm spreading, you know, love and hope amongst a lot of people. And to me, that makes me happy. So,
yeah, it's so, again, for me, it's, I've never seen anything like that. And I know there's something for everyone. And I want to preface that by saying there's room for everyone as well. Like, everyone can do these things. Everyone can do cards. But it was, as someone who has been running since 2012, I'm always amazed at the things that still aren't out there, right? So like, when I saw your cards, I was like, oh, I haven't quite seen something like this. Were you always an artist?
No. Well, so I use a graphic designer to design the cards.
Okay.
I've always been creative, meaning I have a ton of scrapbooks downstairs. So, I really got into scrapbooking right after my husband passed, because I wanted to like keep all the memories, like, you know, at least like, you know, have them. So I would layer paper on, you know, like I would do the scrapbooking where you cut stuff out, layer it on paper, and I have like all of these books, right? And so I then started to do scrapbooking for like big occasions, meaning, you know, my son graduated elementary school. To me, that was a big occasion. And, you know, we would go on vacation. So I would have all these books of all these things. And so then when I started running, I started scrapbooking like my journey. And so I moved from cutting paper to like the digital ones where you print them on Shutterfly. So I do like one of those for like vacations. I do one every year. And so I've always had that ability. Like I've, you know, I don't know if you can see my wall behind, like I stenciled that on my wall. Like I've always loved to do creative things, but it was just never in my 9 to 5. I have an accounting degree. I've been in finance. I've been in, you know, national account manager. So I've done all those things that have not been very creative
right.
in my space. So I would use that, you know, for that. But I do want to go back to one thing, because when you asked me how did I get started, I told you that I invested in myself and I hired a coach. It's similar to people who they invest in themselves and they hire you for their run coach. I am a firm believer to get to the next level sometimes you can't get there on your own. And I am a firm believer in investing in myself, whether it's to further education or to help me to do things that I don't really know how to do or I don't have the expertise. Because sometimes you could piece all these things together from social media, online. Yeah, you can go out and find a run program, but are you going to have a coach that's going to help you with your nutrition, help you with understanding recovery, help you with understanding that you can't like build quickly without getting injured? And so I am a firm believer that you get people to help you in those areas of your life that you need in everything. I've had therapy, you know, from grief. And so, you know, there's all these parts. And so I just bring them all together. And sometimes it comes out in, you know, cards. So,
yeah, it's just another form of expression. And I think it even kind of a parallel story to you as a runner, right? Where creativity doesn't have to look a certain way. It can just exist. And you being a runner doesn't have to look a certain way either. It just exists. And I think that is beautiful in and of itself, right? Because I consider myself probably similar to you. Like I consider myself to be a very creative person, but I don't always have the ability to like, I need other people to help me bring that creativity to life. Like I can come in with the idea. And I mean, I can, you know, I have tattoos on my arms and my tattoos are such a perfect example of what you just shared, where it's like, I have an idea of the elements.
Right.
So I want it to kind of look like this and have this orientation, but you're an artist in a different way. So I'm going to kind of trust you to bring that to life. And it is so beautiful to see how we do need to collaborate with others. We do need to work with others, because even sometimes the vision that I have, and again, I kind of talk about like I'm going with my tattoos here, even the vision I have, where in my brain and my very rough drawings where I try to capture it, like it's cute. And then I see what's presented to me and I'm like, oh, no, that's so much. Let's do that. Let's pretend I didn't say anything, because that looks a lot better. And it's that, I don't even know. I don't think it's a vulnerability to let other people in. I feel like that's an act of bravery to say,
oh, yeah,
I can't do this alone.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And I just, it's to me, it's so interesting. And also, I mean, it makes a lot of sense, because you've spoken so much about community through everything, whether it's Ebony Eagles, whether it's, you know, having Melissa Nixon, like there is such a strong element of community for you. So for people who are listening to this episode, predominantly women, and they're like nervous about going out and seeking community or opening themselves up to the possibility of community, how would you convince them to like, go make friends?
That's a good one, because I'm a very, I do have some friends who are very close off and maybe keep to themselves. And I try to tell them that sometimes you have to be a risk taker. And risks don't always have to be, you know, you're jumping out of a plane, right? You know, it doesn't have to be skydiving. Sometimes it's making little steps towards that bigger goal. So if you're wanting to seek community, I would say don't get caught up with thinking you have to dive in and be in this group, volunteer, do all the things. You can find ways that you can, slowly integrate yourself in a way that makes you feel good. So if you want to, it's just like if you wanted to lose weight, right? You don't have to go in saying, I'm gonna lose the whole 50 pounds in 1 week. Like, you don't have to go in that way. You can start doing little things. You may say, I may stop drinking soda. I may start intermittent fasting. I may start walking. I may start doing little things. So if you're trying to find your community, I would say to identify the community that you want to be a part of. So whether it's, something for encouragement, something for movement, something, to help you with learning something new as far as education, I would say identify that and then say, okay, are these the communities that have the energy that I would like to be a part of? Because not all, as they used to say, not all people are your people. And so you have to understand that. And sometimes understanding that is the biggest key, because you don't want to spend that effort to get in that community and then you have like the worst time and feel like, I don't even want to exist in that community. I would just say, try to find out who your people are, and then slowly but surely you can, reach out, see if there's groups that, do the things that you like to do, whatever they may be. If it's walking, if it's running, if it's movement related, or if it's something else. So I think that you just have to really, just take baby steps and really make sure it aligns with who you are, to your core, your values, and a group that you would like to be in. And not just visually, but the energy that they give is very important for me.
Yeah, and I think that's so great because I often tell people like try out all the groups, like to what you said, not all people are your people. And it's like you're also not the person for everybody, right?
Right,
For me, I'm
right.
like, it goes both ways. Like they may not be for you and you may not be for them, and it's totally okay. And
Right.
I always add the that little encouragement too of if there are no groups around you that really have that energy or that community aspect, that specific community aspect that you're looking for, that you start to create it because there is, and I feel like I consider myself to be someone, I really enjoy my own company. I love being by myself. I love being by myself, but there are those moments where I do especially need to be surrounded by women. That's for me, the communities that I'm always looking to be a part of. It's, and there's no shade against men. Like I'm married to one. It's wonderful. But there's something about being seen, held, elevated, and uplifted by other women that's what calls me. And it's even like, where I would experience it quite frequently with parenthood, right? I had a lot of trouble with mommy and me groups because mommy and me groups, like I would go to them and everyone would say that their children was wonderful. Their child goes so great. And I'm like, my kid's a jerk. Like, it's okay to call my kid a jerk. Like, she's a human. And, both of them, like, and that was something that very early on, as I was stepping into this new role of mother, I had so much difficulty finding community because I couldn't be around people who were either not able to or not willing to see that their tiny human was a human with attitude and temperament and stuff like that.
Right.
So I share that because it eventually just came to the part where I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to kind of keep to myself and I'll stay open. Now, thankfully, I have moms that are like, we can text each other with like, can you believe this jerk? Like, I can't, things like that. And it's not to say that I don't love my child, but it's also to say that I need to be around people who can allow for both things to be true, where we can be loving mothers and wanting to raise incredible children, humans, but we can also recognize that that human has an attitude and it's not cool right now, right? Like there's space for all of it. So I really appreciate that, because for me, it's always like everything is a reflection of everything else, right?
Right.
The
Right.
communities we create outside is a reflection of the community we have with ourselves, like how we are with ourselves, how we are within our families and whatnot, or how we're trying to maybe change patterns within our family. So it's all so connected.
And I think being your authentic self in the community is going to be very key, because you don't want to be in a community where you have to put on this facade, or whether you have to pretend to be someone you're not, because you're never going to, you know, that's not going to be a community. That's going to be your community. So just like you said, if you have to sit up there and act like your kid didn't, if none of the kids are doing anything that's, you know, bad, then you're like, no, this is really not my community. Because, you know, kids will be kids. And I think sometimes as women, we definitely, we uplift each other. And we do have that sense of, like that unspoken, you know, like even in the eyes, like we look at each other and we kind of know, like, is it time to leave? Like we can look at each other like, it's time to leave. So we know, you know, you have that. So, yeah.
Yeah, I just, it's, again, there's so much that the community aspect of it, the truly, I feel like a broken record here in this episode with this, but it's like, it's that celebration of who you are, right? Celebration of who you are and all the things you do, regardless of how big or small they are, like both are incredibly valuable. So if a woman came to you and said, I want to start a business, what words of wisdom would you have for her?
I would tell her, first of all, I would be excited for her. I would share with her, I would try to uplift her and tell her to stay motivated, and to, as she's going through this process of really deciding what that business is going to be, who her audience is. And I would tell her to really, what are the right words I would say? That there's going to be moments where she might be fearful, but I would tell her to do it afraid. Because sometimes we let fear hold us back. Sometimes we let fear stop the entire process. And I would tell her that she can do hard things. So as long as she's doing the research to understand who her customer is and what she's providing to them, what problems she's solving, because, you know, that's typically how we all start a business, right?
Yeah.
My problem was I didn't see these cards in the store to purchase. So I felt I was solving a problem. So I would just tell her to don't get discouraged, to put the time in to really understand who she's targeting. And I would tell her that she can do hard things, because there are so many times that we stop what we're doing. Oh, maybe I'm not a business owner. Maybe I can't be an entrepreneur because I don't know how to do X, Y, Z. There are so many resources out there. So she does not have to do it alone. She can reach out to people to help her to make it happen. And then I would just wish her the best of luck and offer myself as a resource. I may not be in the industry that she is in, but I can, from my experience, put her in contact with different people or give her some ideas as to where she can go to next with launching her business. So I know that's kind of broad, but that's.
Yeah. So my follow-up question to that is, Kimberly, I'm not like you. I don't know how to fear less. I'm actually pretty fear. I have a lot of fears. How do I start to work around that? Or what do I need to tell myself so that I do start to believe in myself more?
I would tell you to, first of all, I would ask you the why behind your business. I would tell you to go back to that why every time that you felt like you were being fearful. Like what in you made you decide that you wanted to start this business? There was some reason, there was a why behind it, whether it's leaving something for, for your kids to have one day and say, mommy started this business and we're going to take it forward, or whether it's because you were solving a problem that you felt passionate about, or whatever your why is, whether you're building wealth or additional income for your family. I would say to tap into that when you're starting to feel fearful, and then remember who you are. Because sometimes we forget how strong we are, right? We forget all the things that we've come through and all the things that we've dealt with in life to get to where we are. We forget. And we're in the moment and we forget how strong we are. Because, when my husband passed, I thought that would break me. I thought I would never survive that. 22 years later, and I still have lots of moments. But I look back and I was just like, wow, like I can remember so many times I didn't think that I would survive something, and I have, And sometimes we have to pull back and remember those moments and pull that strength out to move forward, because we are, we are in positions that we can make things happen. We just have to put the effort into it. If you're not gonna do it, then you've already given up, right? You've already said, I'm not gonna do it. But if you put in the effort and you say, at least I'm gonna try, because there's gonna be some failure along the way, but that's how we learn. And that's what I figured out. I mean, you're not gonna always get everything right. So we have to be able to not just stop when we run into a roadblock or when we fail. We have to like keep going. And that's in everything, right? Not just businesses, but in life.
Yeah, I find that the word failure is such an interesting one because it's at least how I try to reframe it for myself is that it's not nothing is really a failure, it's feedback, right? Like that thing that you think that you're failing at, it's feedback, and you're going to make the choice to either reorganize and try again, or if not, you're just going to pivot. You're going to be like, cool, I tried that. And I know for myself, that was something that at least in my own business, and I feel like I'm still learning how to be a business person, that would be something that would frustrate me because I would try something and I'm like, that's cool. And it would be okay. And I'm like, yeah, I'm done. Like, I already gave it a try. Like, I don't want to do it again. And then there are certain things that are really freaking hard that I'm like, let's keep doing that one. And I'm like, really? Not that easy little thing that I let go of. That's not the one that I'm going to continue with. And I think it really does go back to with everything, it is that why of why am I doing what I'm doing and what purpose. Usually if I find that if like people have struggle with that why question, it's that I try to reframe it as, okay, so what's the purpose? Like what are you in service of? Who are you in service to? And perhaps that'll get you to uncover the why because it is really important. That to me is always, that's the foundation. The foundation when things get rough, it's like, why? So for
It's
clarification.
purpose and passion, I think, too. Because sometimes when you're passionate about something, you're just like gonna keep forging ahead. You're just gonna,
Yeah. So for clarification purposes, what's the why for your business?
The why is the, how do I say this without, okay, I'll just go ahead and say it. I felt like there are times in life where we've been knocked down, and I want people to get back up. I want people to know that, yes, we've been knocked down, but I want to provide encouragement and inspiration to get back up. And not only for those who need to get back up, I want the people who are standing up to keep moving forward. So I want to encourage and inspire you to keep going, because I felt like that was my life. Like, I was knocked down, but I got up, I kept going. And I needed that inspiration to keep going because, you know, it's kind of like, you know how you go to, you'll go to a class and you learn all this stuff and you get all hyped up and you get excited and you leave there with all these to-dos. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And then 1 week later, you've like kind of forgotten about some of the stuff that I look at, you know, inspiration and encouragement as like a cycle to be continuous. People always need it. Like, we always need that encouragement, that inspiration. And so my why is to provide it in a form that is, you know, paper. So it's going to be something that's not going to get lost in your feed or your text messages. It's gonna be something that you can pick up if you want to, that you can carry around if you want to. And you might get another one the next week, right?
Yeah.
And you have that awesome, you have that visual reminder. And so my why is to provide that to you. It may not be digital, but it's going to be something that you can keep with you. So, and yeah. I think some people love that physical. And I know that I do. So that's part of my.
Yeah. Listen, I do too. I love the mail. I'm like, anytime I get something in the mail, I feel really special because I'm like, oh, someone took the time to mail me something. It's not just that you're sending me an email or a message. Like, you actually took the time to go get stamps and to handwrite something, right? Like your handwriting. So it is very special.
Okay. It's something in the mail that's not a bill.
Absolutely. Or junk, right? Okay.
I know, right?
I have four more questions for you. Okay. And this is going to be just kind of an offshoot of that one.
Okay.
At this moment in time, what's your why for running?
My why for running is really the movement. Like, lately I've been loving running by myself, and I've been out just going back to my original, just all the thoughts and the thinking, and it rejuvenates me, like in my thought process. Like, I'll sometimes have to stop and get my notes out and be like, oh my God, I want to remember this. Like, and I'll write it down. And I love the way my body feels, like moving. Like, it feels like, you know, as I get older, it's a blessing to be able to move. So while I'm out on the pavement, yeah, I may run a little bit, I may walk a little bit, but I love the feeling that I have that, you know, I am refreshed. My mind is refreshed. It's almost like moving therapy for me. So that's my why for running.
Yeah. And I think just to highlight in all that you said, right? It's not related to distance and it's not related to pace. So as long as you can connect to that refreshed mind, rejuvenated spirit, doesn't really matter if you're running marathons or not. Doesn't really matter if you're doing those 5Ks or not. I mean, you can get, I think of people who spectate races, right? You're running from like spot to spot to cheer people on. And that's part of it too, right? Like, you're seeing the human spirit in somebody else. And I had an athlete where, you know, I had told her, I'm like, this is maybe, it's not your time to shine perhaps, but it is your time to be out in the audience and help other people shine. And there's a lot of power to that because, as we've talked about so much, community is so important in why people choose to show up to begin with, right? And putting yourself out there and meeting other people and doing races or going to training runs or whatever the case is. So I wanted to highlight that for you of like, just, you know, just remember that for you, it's about the movement and the clarity of mind.
Definitely. So,
okay. Can you remind us where to follow you and where to learn more about you and Soul Inspired?
Oh, awesome. So I am on Instagram and I am on Facebook for Soul Inspired, and the handle is Soul SOLE Inspired INSPIREDINC. So it's Soul Inspired Inc. And then if you want to follow my personal journey, because I post all my, I do paddle boarding, I do kayaking, skating, I do quite a bit of things besides running and walking. My personal Instagram is Kimberly dot, wait, oh my gosh, hold on 1 second. I don't look at my personal Instagram that much. Hold on. I mean, I do log in. It is, let me see. Let me tell you. So sorry. Hopefully you can cut this out. Kimberly.t.hall. So my personal Instagram, if you want to follow for my all things movement, because I do Peloton, I do paddle boarding, kayaking, skating, I do walking, running, all of that, is Kimberly.t.hall. So that's where you can find me there.
And then everything else will be Soul Inspired Inc. on.
Correct.
Okay.
And so my all Soul Inspired Inc. cards is Instagram and Facebook. If you want to look at the website, is www.soulinspireinc.com. I am on Etsy under Soul Inspired Inc. and I'm on Amazon as well. So
get the cards. Okay. What do you have coming up that we can celebrate you in?
So for the business, I'm pretty excited. I'm launching a whole new line of cards in the fall that are all movement related, but I'm adding a little twist to it. I am finding that myself and others need to laugh more. So they will be funny cards. They will have humor. And so they will be funny. I am in the process now of working on something. And when I tell you, it's making me laugh, but I'm adding a little bit more humor to my cards. And so that's going to launch this fall. And for myself, I'm just continuing to move all year, and I am continuing to try new things. So I've been taking skating lessons. I already know how to skate, but just doing a few new things. I have a couple of 5Ks in the fall, and I am getting out more on my, I bought a paddle board a couple of years ago. So I've been hitting different places with that. So for myself, I'm just continuing to move, and I celebrate every day. So I don't have anything big coming up because I celebrate all year long. So
that's how it should be, because there is always something to celebrate, you know. For me, I always celebrate every day getting my kids to school on time. That to me, it's like I did it. So I love that. And I cannot wait to see the funny cards, because as you know, runners are there, I don't want to say we're easy targets, but there are certain things where I'm like, why do we do that? Like, why?
I know. So you already know a few. Like, one has all the gadgets we run with, because you know, to run, you have like all these different things, right? And then one of my favorite is, oh my gosh. So my graphic designer didn't really get it, but you know, everybody always asks you if you ran a 5K, and it could be like a marathon or all these other distances. So they're going to have like hints of like little funny, you know, things in it. And so, yeah.
Oh my gosh. I truly hope you have like a congrats on your 5K marathon. Like,
Yes.
I was going to say, I can totally see how the graphic designer would be like, I don't understand.
I know, right?
But for me, I'm always
because they're thinking that the marathon is the 5K. Yeah, it's so fun.
I love that. Okay. Final question. What are your final words for us?
I would just say, live every day boldly with no regrets. Continue to inspire not only yourself, but others. We always want to live, you know, people always use the word living your best life so loosely, but tomorrow is not promised. So I always tell people, don't save things for later. If you want to do something, do it now. Why not now? I was telling my girlfriend, she has this fine china in her china cabinet. I'm like, pull the china out of the cabinet. Let's use it. Just like, why are we saving it for Thanksgiving? So I would tell everyone to live life as if today is your last day. Like, live life boldly, live life fully, and just encourage and inspire someone along the way. And, that's what Soul Inspired is about. So
I'm going to
that
leave it at that so that everyone can marinate in those words. Kimberly, thank you so much for joining me today. Everyone, we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
I love a full circle moment, and I love meeting the people who share their creativity with the world. Who would have thought that the cards I bought last year to share with my athletes would turn into a powerful podcast discussion on taking a chance on yourself and your dreams? There are so many ways to be a runner and to be in the running space. Thank you, Kimberly, for not only sharing your story with us, but for also reminding us of the importance of celebrating ourselves daily, because tomorrow isn't guaranteed. May we all live boldly, and may we all think of the "why not now" question Kimberly posed. For more on Kimberly, give her a follow on Instagram at Soul Inspired Inc. and at Kimberly.T.Hall, and check out her greeting cards at soulinspired.com. You can reach out to me on Instagram at The Cookie Runner and through my website at thecookierunner.net. You can also support this podcast with a rating, review, or a share. Until next time, run happy, run strong, and run true to you.